Hi, in this demonstration, I'll show you how you can use the Enhanced Presence schemas to publish and subscribe to Enhanced Presence. You can use these schemas to create an application that is aware of Presence but does not require installing the link client. So, for example, the application in this slide here, you can combine UCMA, which can set and get Presence data managed on a link server, with a Windows Forms application, which allows you to create your own UI. So you can then have an application that subscribes to and publishes Presence in the same way that the link client does, and do it without having to install the link client. My name is John Clarkson. I'm a technical writer with the Link product group, and I'll be doing this demonstration for you. The application I'll demonstrate is a Windows Forms application that uses these schemas to publish and subscribe to Presence data. The application is based on an article written by Kurt DeDing. It's published on MSDN. I'd like to show it to you. It contains the code used in this application. It's under technical articles in the Link 2010 section on MSDN, and you want to look for Programming Enhanced Presence Schemas. That's the title of the article. And the schemas themselves, of course, are also documented. If you want to, I'm going to go up to Link 2013, and you're looking for Link Defined Enhanced Presence Category Instance Elements. So, onto the application. You see the link client is running. This is a case where it's not required, so I'm going to shut it down. And here's the application. There's only one reference set. It's to a DLL called microsoft.rtc.sdk-categories, and it contains XSD types, and Kurt's article describes how to create the DLL. I'll go ahead and run the application. It first displays a message box showing availability and activity settings. Click OK, and then finally the application will show note text. Of course, it's all displayed as XML. And that's the application as it runs. And so to take a look at it, I'm going to add a breakpoint at the top of the form load event handler and walk you through the highlights of the code contained in the application. So I'll start the debugger. And the application will begin by creating a user state schema object with three parameters. And the constructor will go ahead and create an instance of the state type class, and we'll take a look at that in the object browser. There. And the code will then go ahead and set the availability specified and availability properties. And we'll use IntelliSense to take a look at those. And the second property hasn't been set yet. And it continues then to create an instance of the activity type class and set the token property. And we'll use IntelliSense to take a look at that. And then creates an instance of the LCID type class. Again, we'll go to the object browser. And it sets the LCID type class as the custom property of the activity type class, and sets the activity type class as the activity property of the state type class, and then finally converts the state type class to XML. And I'll just skate quickly through this code. If you're interested in XML code, you can get it from the article. And at the end of the XML code, the message box will display with the data. Click OK. Okay, the code then creates an instance of the PresenceNote schema object class. And it creates two objects. It creates a note type object, which we'll look at here in the object browser. And it creates a note type body object. And we'll look at that in the object browser as well. And the code sets the type property of the note type body object to the second parameter and sets the value property to the first parameter, and then finally sets the note type body itself as the body property of the note type class, and then converts the note type instance to XML. And the message box is going to pop up here. There it is, and that's it. Thank you.